on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. So Bob's on vacation. He's coming back next Wednesday. Dean's on vacation, and Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. So when Dean's away, the cat will play. I don't know how that goes, but Alexander Zalbin joins us now. Alexander Zalbin is the managing editor over at Decider.com. And Alex, so good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I'm going to refrain from doing a cat meow.
Good to know. All right. I have to tell you that, you know, a lot of people have hobbies where they like sports, they watch sports. I have realized that TV is pretty much my hobby. All of my favorite shows have ended. Mrs. Maisel's finished, Succession, Barry, or do you say Barry? And Ted Lasso wrapped up. But here's my question. I know Barry, Succession, and Mrs. Maisel are completely finished. Will Ted Lasso be back? There are some hints being thrown out there.
Oh, boy. Apple is being so cagey about this right now, to be honest. It's the start in the office the other day about it should have released some sort of press release. Either it's done or it's continuing in some form the day the finale air of the season 3 finale. I would bet it's going to come back in some form. They definitely put out a hint on social media the other day, which they very quickly retracted and described as a errant social post, which is the strangest phrasing I've ever heard. But if there isn't some sort of spinoff that follows some of the characters, probably not Jason Sudeikis, other than a guest spot here and there, and whether they call it Ted Lasso or they call it Richmond Forever, as my co-worker Megan O'Keefe has speculated, or other things, we'll see. But it's too big of a franchise for Apple to ditch entirely. I'm sure we'll see it come back at some point.
Yeah, it was just really good. I know a lot of people say it fizzled. A lot of the critics said it fizzled the last season. It is what it is. It was just cute. It was a feel-good, and I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I think also with the whole question about whether the show is ending or not in the rearview mirror, if they do continue it, that gives them a chance to do something that is potentially ongoing and has a little bit less of this leading towards an inevitable end. So if they do a spinoff that focuses on Roy Kent and Nate and Coach Beard coaching people, you know, potentially there's been a speculation about coaching a women's team in a classic Ladybug style, if anybody remembers the Rodney Dangerfield movie, I think that would be fun, and that's something that they could run for potentially seasons to come.
All right, so what about a new drama on Apple TV? It premieres today. Tell us about The Crowded Room.
Sure. So our reviewer was a little mixed on this one, but this stars Tom Holland, who everybody, of course, loves. And it is based on a true story of a man who is dealing with a mental disorder, which, according to Apple, we're not actually allowed to reveal what the mental disorder is. But if you want to look into it, it's based on Daniel Keyes' book, The Minds of Billy Milligan, and you've got to figure out itself. But it also stars Amanda Seyfried, Emmy Rossum, Jason Isaacs. And it is an intense drama. If you're a fan of Tom Holland from Spider-Man, that is not what you're getting here at all.
Okay.
And in fact, Tom Holland said that it was so intense that he's going to take a break from acting for a year. He's going to take an entire year off. I would say wait and see on that one. I don't think he'll actually be able to keep away for an entire year. But, you know, if you like Tom Holland, if you like the cast, it might be worth checking out.
You know what I like are serial killers. Is there something I can watch involving a serial killer in a podcast?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. This premiered yesterday, all episodes on Peacock. It's called Based on a True Story, and it stars Kelly Cuoco and Chris Messina and a couple of other folks. And Kelly Cuoco is a true crime podcast enthusiast who, spoiler here, in the first couple of episodes, stumbles across an actual serial killer in L.A. and somehow convinces him to do a podcast with her. So that's the concept of the show. It was not my favorite based on the first three episodes, but it builds really nicely over the 8 episodes. It is a darkly comedic drama comedy sort of thing, but Kelly Kroc is great in everything. Chris Pacino is really engaging as a tennis pro past his prime and gets sucked into the whole thing. So, again, if you like the cast, I think you'll enjoy it. And if you're into true crime podcasts, this is definitely the most ridiculous extension of it possible.
And that's based on a true story, new on Peacock. And are you, obviously, you are the managing editor over at Decider.com, so you're aware of this. My new show that I've been getting into is Unstable, starring Rob Lowe and his son. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't watched it, but our reviewers definitely enjoyed it. And, you know, Rob Lowe is good in absolutely everything. So it's definitely something worth checking out.
I totally love it. It's so good. Rob Lowe is still a handsome devil. And, I mean, he's unshaven and, you know, kind of not looking his best, and yet it's still his best. And he's a great actor. He really is.
Yeah, and clearly people liked it. I mean, the writer's strike has thrown everything in flux, but even though it wasn't officially announced, they were actually, I believe, in production on the second season. It has been shut down due to the writer's strike, so I guess we'll see what happens. But clearly Netflix liked it enough to pick it up for a second season, even if they didn't actually tell everybody.
It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. Bob will be returning on Wednesday. Dean is off today as well, so we are chatting with Alexander Zalbin, managing editor over at Decider.com. I'm on Decider.com right now, Alex, and the story I'm reading, Michael J. Fox turned down multiple directors who wanted to tell his story because they kept crying. And then he said, "I don't have a weepy, sad life. If I can tell anyone to watch anything, it would be on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus. It's called Still." Have you seen this, Alex?
So I haven't seen this, but one of my fantastic writers, Raven Bruner, attended this event at the Museum of the Moving Image the other day where they paid tribute to Michael J. Fox. The director of Still was there. Martin Scorsese, whose wife has Parkinson's disease as well and has worked with Michael J. Fox's foundation, was there. She said it was a phenomenal and beautiful event, as you can see from her reporting right there. And yeah, the documentary, everybody I've talked to in my staff who has seen it absolutely loves it. It's powerful. It's wonderful. And like Michael J. Fox says in that quote, the point is not to watch it and cry and talk about how sad his life is, but about how his life abruptly changed when he got his Parkinson's diagnosis. He still worked for a while, but it really changed him into a advocate, maybe the primary advocate for Parkinson's disease, and how your life isn't over just because you got this diagnosis.
And he got it so young. I believe he was in his mid to late 20s when he got it. I really hadn't heard of that before. And it's progressed so much. But he is such an inspiration because he keeps his sense of humor. I'll never forget when he was on Curb Your Enthusiasm and he brought a soda to Larry David. And Larry's like, "Did you shake this?" Because he opened it and it just spurted all over the place. And Michael J. Fox is like, "Parkinson's." You know, he's just so funny and can still have a great sense of humor despite all his troubles that he is going through right now. It's Still, and it's Michael J. Fox, and it's an original movie, I would say documentary, but I don't know what the difference is really.
Yeah, it's a documentary. It's directed by Davis Guggenheim, who people might know from An Inconvenient Truth and a lot of other things. He did Waiting for Superman, he did Balala. And it's the same sort of thing where it's presenting this subject in a very straightforward manner, letting him talk through his own words. One thing that Michael J. Fox talked about at the event Davis Guggenheim talked about at the event is this is really the first time that he has played a character who is himself, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was a scary thing for him, but Michael J. Fox really tackled it, and like you said, still definitely worth checking out on Apple TV Plus.
All right, and some entertainment news about Hal from The Middle, or you might know him from Breaking Bad. Bryan Cranston plans to retire, and for a pretty sweet reason.
Yeah, he is going to spend time with his wife and put his wife primary at this point. You know, so what he said is he has worked for so many years and been such a focus of their relationship as an actor. I think he referred to her as his plus one, or that's how she's been. So he's going to pivot. His quote is, "She's had to pivot and adjust her life based on mine. She's had tremendous benefit from it, but we're uneven. I want to level that out. She deserves it." So he's going to turn and support her instead. He's going to hang out, live in a small village. He's going to cook. He's going to learn a new language. He's going to garden, and he's going to support his wife, which I think is pretty fantastic. He's, you know, pushing 70 years old, and he's going to turn this attention to her. I love it.
That's pretty sweet. And we've got about a minute left here. There's a new movie on Disney Plus and Hulu, and who knew there'd be a movie about Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yes. To be clear, this is not Flamin' Hot Cheetos Goes on an Adventure or anything like this. This is purporting to tell the true story of a janitor at Frito-Lay who invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos, worked his way up to the corporation. You should check out some reporting from our writer, Anna Menta. She talked to the writer of the movie about it's not exactly a true story. There's definitely been a lot of discussion about this, but it's fun. It's Eva Longoria's directorial debut. So if you're looking for a kind of true story that is about everybody's favorite snack food, you can check that out today on both Disney Plus and Hulu.
They are way too hot for me. I prefer the orange fingers, not the red fingers. They're just too hot.
I totally agree. And Takis, I love them, but I could eat like one and then I'm done.
Yeah, same with me. Takis. Oh, my God. All right. Alexander Zalbin, he is the managing editor over at Decider.com. It's a great website if you're into TV, movies, entertainment. Check it out. And, Alex, you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you as well.
And we'll talk to you Monday, right?
Absolutely. I'll be back on Monday. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. Alexander Zalbin from Decider.com.